Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Create a brighter future with a savings plan from Zurich. Visit zurich.ie to find out more.
Now, the State Examinations Commission has said that it is seriously concerned about a plan to move parts of the Irish and English Leaving Cert exams to fifth year, as it would significantly disadvantage male students. Despite this, the Minister for Education told Morning Ireland this morning that she intends for the plan to go ahead.
The single greatest factor that has been pointed to, particularly by parents and particularly by students themselves, is the stress factor, the anxiety factor that comes with having to take your exams in one fell swoop at the end of 2 years. And so for that reason, the decision was made to lessen, to decrease that stress factor level and provide for the exams in paper one for Irish and English at the end of fifth year. The papers will be reworked and reshaped to ensure that the absolute fairness is provided for all students irrespective of gender, and that the opportunity will be given to them to showcase their talents at their best at the end of year one rather than year two.
Well, for more on this, we're joined now by Dr. Áine Hyland, who is Emeritus Professor of Education at University College Cork, and Julian Despon, General Secretary for Conra na Gaeilge, and you're both very welcome to the programme this evening. Julian, I might come to yourself first, because the concerns of the State Examinations Commission were actually uncovered by Conra na Gaeilge. Can you talk to us a little bit about that?
Yeah, well, when the decision was originally made, we found it very hard to believe, talking to a lot of educationists, that this was the best course of action. So we decided we'd send in an FOI to see exactly where the decision came from, or the basis came from, the educational basis was for the change in the layout of the exams, that paper one would be the end of fifth year. I suppose what we got back from that FOI was surprising in some respects, that there didn't seem to be any educational basis to it. It seemed to be, in one of the early emails, they said they were looking for early wins in terms of how they could change the layout of the Leaving Cert. And even the SEC, the whole way through, seemed to, the State's Examinations Committee, the whole way through, seemed to be flagging up that any change more than a few weeks would need a change of the specifications. And also they mentioned as well that, you know, if the English essay, and they looked at the English essay at the time, they hadn't looked into Irish at the time, that it would be, boys would be at a significant disadvantage in fifth year, by the end of fifth year, because what happens in the senior cycle over those 2 years, actually a level of maturity comes to the students in terms of their language abilities, and composition, for example, would be very important in that. And to do that any earlier would actually leave people at a disadvantage. So what the minister was saying earlier about reducing stress levels, I would say that that actually could increase stress levels, because, I mean, it's in the public domain now that, you know, that this fact that, you know, students, male students mightn't be, have the same maturity at that stage. So they might be at a disadvantage because it's an anonymous exam, of course, when you get do the Leaving Cert.
Áine, I'll come to yourself on all of that then, and what the minister had to say, which I think a lot of parents would recognise. You know, it's been a debate for I don't know how long, this idea that you have the Leaving Cert and you have this sort of big bang at the end of 2 years of study, and the stress the students undergo as a result of that, and the talk about continuous assessment being better for students. I mean, I suppose this is a move towards that, isn't it? Is it an entirely negative move, or is there anything that you can see positive about it?
Well, I mean, as it was announced back in March, it was paper one and paper two as they stood, in other words. And yes, both of the papers, they are examining an integrated curriculum, a curriculum where all the different aspects of language and literature, of listening and writing, they're all interlinked, intertwined, and they're not separate elements at the moment in the Leaving Cert programme. So this is a concern. And of course, the other concern is that we had all, as teachers and as educationists, we'd all been involved in very detailed discussions and responses to an NCCA document, a National Council for Curriculum and Assessment document, on a total reform of the Leaving Cert syllabus. So it's really all very confusing as to why, when the NCCA, the National Council for Curriculum and Assessment, was making one set of recommendations for changing and for radically reforming the Leaving Certificate, the minister's statement doesn't draw on those recommendations at all. And as Julian has said, it's not as if the decision makers were unaware of the concerns that are now being raised by teachers and by Conor na Gaeilge and by iNote, which is the English Teachers Association. In other words, the concern about the inappropriateness of moving paper one to the end of fifth year and paper two the end of sixth year. So the minister was aware of that because the State Examinations Commission had drawn it to her attention and also the issue of the relative lack of maturity of males as opposed to females was also an issue. But I guess it's all a little bit, it's very difficult at the moment for teachers and for all of us to understand exactly where it was coming from. And it was in that context that it was very helpful for Conor na Gaeilge to get so much information under the Freedom of Information request.
Yeah, in terms of what the minister has been told, I suppose. Can I bring you back to that National Council for Curriculum and Assessment consultation that you're talking about? So can you tell me a little bit more about that? So who contributed to that consultation and what has it recommended?
What had been recommended in the draft new syllabus was two totally different syllabi, what they called L1 and L2 language one. For those for whom Irish was a first language, that they would have one syllabus, a very much more difficult syllabus, and that those who in most of the schools where Irish is a second language would have a different syllabus. That was a matter of concern. But there were also other elements in that change which were being questioned. We couldn't really easily see the difference between the higher level and the ordinary level. So there were a whole range of issues that were being discussed. I think my understanding is 500 or 600 responses at least have gone in to the NCCA in response to that. And that period of consultation only ended around February, March. So it's all very confusing, I think, for all of us at this stage as to what is happening. Is the NCCA the body charged with, well, admittedly, it's an advisory body that advises the minister, but it never mentioned the 60-40 breakdown between end of year assessment and the ongoing assessment, that a different form of assessment. And then neither does it mention the 40% which currently exists for Irish oral. So there are a whole range of questions that are up in the air. And I think, as Julian says, it's really time for a coherent look, particularly in the case of Irish, to have an Irish language policy as the government had set out in its programme for government to do so.
I wanted to ask Julian about that, because I know you're looking for the Department of Education to go further than a re-specification of Leaving Cert Irish, Julian. You wanted to develop an Irish language policy across the curriculum. Can you explain to me exactly what that would achieve or why that's important?
Yeah. Yes, sure. Since its foundation of state, there's never actually been a joined up thinking approach to the teaching of Irish from preschool whole way up to third level, and that's what we're calling for. We believe that it could be based on something like the Common European Framework of Reference for Languages, which basically assesses the skills of students as they go along, and it gives a huge amount of adaptability with that, with such approach as well. For example, it would help an awful lot with exemptions. A student may be able to do the Leaving Cert under this framework and only do the oral, for example, if they have learning difficulties with and are not able to write the language. So they give you a huge amount of opportunities, different ways of doing it, different approach. But what we need to do is connect it in a comprehensive way. And the Fianna Fáil agreed to this during the general election. There's a mention of it in the programme for government. And what we would ask the minister to do is to step back from what she's proposed now, or what she's made decision for Leaving Cert for Irish and Year 5. Take a step back and actually look at the overall teaching of Irish from start to finish, and let's come up with a comprehensive approach that actually would make a huge difference, especially because we know that the government, another part of the government, has taken a decision that by the end of 2030, 20% of recruitment in the public service will be for people who are competent in Irish and in English. If that's going to happen, the educational system is going to have to support that, and at the moment it doesn't. And to ensure that it does in the future, they need to have some sort of a new approach.
But could she do both? Could she go ahead with her plans and also look at this policy?
Well, I think that would be very difficult. The problem.
Sorry, I'll come to Julian first and then yourself, Anya. Sorry, Julian, go on ahead.
Yeah, I think that's going to create a lot of problems because you're going to be trying to get the teachers to try a new approach and then come back to them maybe in a few years' time and ask them to do a different approach again. And again, that's something that Anya already mentioned there, that the NCCA also have their consultation process going on for the leave insert as well. So what's going to happen when those recommendations come forward as well? How is that going to affect what the decision has been taken by the minister? And also there's a consultation on the junior cycle as well for Irish. There's a review going on at the moment, and all, and that especially could probably influence what's going to happen in the senior cycle and what's going to happen into the future.
Okay, so there's a lot of moving parts, Anya, isn't there? If this goes ahead, as the minister seems to be suggesting this morning on Morning Ireland, the plan is that this will go ahead. Would you have concerns then for boys and girls, and boys in particular, in terms of being disadvantaged? Is that a very real educational phenomenon?
Yes, it's a very well-known educational phenomenon, and any of us who are familiar with teaching boys and girls would be familiar with it. The boys get their act together at the very end, much more so than the girls. The girls do benefit from a more continuous, they're better organised. I don't want to be too generalise it too much, but the evidence is there internationally that girls would benefit more. And I mean, that's, we do want to keep the situation as fair as possible for boys and girls. And of course, and on the issue of stress, some students would tell you that they will find it more stressful if they have to do another set of exams at the end of fifth year, and that will take away from their concentration, I suppose, on other subjects. If they're concentrating on just two subjects for a fifth year end of year exam, I think other subject teachers might have concerns about that as well.
All right, really interesting to speak to you both. Lots of questions, certainly, and no doubt we'll return to it. That's Dr. Anya Hyland and Julian Despond. Thank you both.